Marsha Blackburn dismisses China's weather balloon excuse, "It is all called spying." By Hannah Blow on February 3, 2023. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, is not buying China's latest excuse for the alleged spy balloon hovering over the northern portion of the U.S., suggesting that the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, is simply lying and using it to spy on the nation. The U.S. military confirmed this week it was tracking what it believes is a Chinese spy balloon hovering over the northern portion of the country. Pentagon Press Secretary Brigadier General Pat Ryder described it as a high-altitude surveillance balloon which he claimed does not pose a threat to the U.S. However, he said the U.S. could continue to monitor it. The Biden administration's action, or lack thereof, has prompted outrage from several U.S. lawmakers, some of whom have called to shoot down the balloon completely. Shoot it down. The Chinese spy balloon is clear provocation. In Montana we do not bow. We shoot it down. Take the shot, Montana Representative Ryan Zinke, our mount, said on social media, later adding, I'd pull the trigger if they let me. Former President Donald Trump also called to shoot down the balloon. While China's foreign ministry feigned ignorance in regard to the alleged spy balloon, it later admitted knowledge of the balloon, calling it a civilian airship which veered off course, gathering meteorological data. Blackburn is not buying it. The CCP spy balloon is as much about weather as the Confucius Institutes are about education, she said. It is all called spying. If you had any doubts of the length the CCP will go to spy on you, you have proof in the sky over Montana, she added. On Thursday night, Blackburn asked why the Biden administration has refused to shoot the balloon down. The Chinese Communist Party is a threat to our existence, she added. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Mao Ning provided little details about the balloon, claiming that the CCP always acts as, in accordance with international law. We have no intention to violate the territory or airspace of any sovereign country, she added, expressing hope that both sides can handle the matter together in a cool-headed and prudent manner. China's foreign ministry on Friday morning said it regretted the unintended entry of the airship into U.S. airspace due to force majeure. It remains unclear how the Biden administration will handle the alleged spy balloon from here. But Secretary of State Antony Blinken has reportedly canceled his scheduled trip to China, according to reports. That is not the moon. Montana resident spots suspected Chinese surveillance balloon, watch below.